Kevin, good morning.
Good day.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, looking at the latest coming out of Qatar, just what does the what's the situation look like? How bad have things got?
Well, the Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Egypt, and Bahrain have maintained their blockade. The Qataris seem to think that they can withstand that because they're being supplied from Turkey. But, of course, Qatar is very isolated. It has a land border with Saudi Arabia, but no other state. And so those states are able to effectively mount this blockade of Qatar. At the same time, the US State Department made a statement earlier in the week in which they criticised Saudi Arabia and the other states maintaining the blockade and have suggested, moreover, that they are not being entirely honest about the reasons for it. Of course, the US position has been very confused because President Trump has repeatedly blacked the blockade, whereas Secretary of State Tillerson and Defense Secretary Mattis have opposed it and called for an earlier resolution. So the situation is really a mess.
Sort of the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing when it comes to American relations at the moment.
Well, of course, that covers a number of issues, but clearly these discordant messages from Washington are a problem, particularly for states like Saudi Arabia, where what the king says goes, and the notion that the president might be pursuing a different policy to his Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense is a bit mystifying.
Just want to zero in on something you mentioned there before, Kevin. Turkey, and I understand Iran as well, they've been supplying Qatar, you know, they've been getting around this blockade with supplies throughout the crisis. That's obviously a great thing for Qatarians, I'm sure, but I imagine it would be putting something of a strain on Turkey and Iran's resources. Just how long can that kind of support actually be sustained?
Well, as far as Iran is concerned, yes, certainly they have their own economic problems. But the Qataris seem to think, though, that they can the resupply from Turkey will enable them to carry on for quite a while. So they don't seem to be too concerned about that. An economic blockade is a serious matter, of course. Traditionally, it's seen as a cause for war. So in terms of political relations, it's still quite serious. But it's not apparent that Qatar is having problems sustaining the economic blockade, or rather resupplying itself.
And when we talk about Turkey, Thursday, Turkey's president agreed with Saudi Arabia's King Salman and the new crown prince that they were going to increase efforts to end the tensions in the Gulf region. How do you think these efforts are likely to manifest?
Well, I'm not sure that Turkey can play a very effective role because Turkey is a bit of a rival for influence in the region with Saudi Arabia. So I'm not sure that Turkish intervention would be particularly helpful in ending the blockade. They're being more useful in enabling the Qataris to keep going.
And we also see the French naval forces, I understand, conducting military training in Qatar at the moment. Do you see any likely outcomes, not just with the likes of the US and some of the other regional countries, but other countries like France getting involved with this debate at the moment?
Well, certainly the French would be as keen as the Americans to see that this see the blockade ended. The US also, of course, is very active militarily with Qatar. It has an enormous air base from which it conducts operations on Syria and Iraq. Qatar also hosts the headquarters of US CENTCOM, the Central Command, which covers the area. So the US is very heavily involved with Qatar in terms of military relations, but that doesn't seem to have helped in resolving the situation.
So what do you think is likely to see a resolution? Are we likely to see a resolution anytime soon?
Well, one of the problems is, and this is something the State Department has said, is that Saudi Arabia and its partners haven't spelled out what their grievances are. They've referred to Qatar supporting terrorism, but they haven't set out any series of demands which Qatar could deal with. So given that they've maintained this economic and diplomatic blockade, but at the same time not indicating what Qatar could do to ease the situation, that makes it difficult to know how it will be resolved. Also, these differences are quite deep-seated. It's not only Qatar's alleged support for terrorism, its openness to Iran, its support for the Muslim Brotherhood, which these other states see as a threat, and, of course, hosting Al Jazeera, the cable news station, which the other states don't like because it's a bit too frank in reporting on their own problems. So these are fairly deep-seated causes of grievance. And so given that and the fact that the Saudis and others might not be entirely honest about the reasons for the blockade, it makes it very difficult to see how it could be resolved.
This may be a little bit, political, maybe a little bit theoretical for a final point there, Kevin, but might it be advantageous for the Saudis at the moment to kind of be muddying the water around a great deal of who's supporting terrorism and what their real reasoning is, given their relationship with the United States and the kind of, you know, tensions we see around extremism, around terrorism in the region right now?
Oh, well, because Saudi's own hands aren't clean as far as the alleged support for terrorism is concerned. I think this is the point you're making. It's to the advantage of the Saudis to point a finger at Qatar, because that is a distraction from the Saudis' own involvement in, particularly in promoting a very severe form of Islam, which is very similar to that being put forward by Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. So, yes, particularly in terms of Saudi relations with the US, it is very useful to be able to point the finger at Qatar and say, well, Qatar's the source of financing terrorism. They're the people that you should be talking to.
Well, Kevin, thank you very much. Really appreciate your insight. Really appreciate you joining us on The Daily this morning.
Fine. Okay. Cheers.